Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Staffo.
It could have been a national nightmare. It's all started a few weeks ago. We had a simple trivia contest on our show, me against Christina.
Yeah.
I won 5-4. But then as the week went on, after she actually heard the air check, she said, wait a minute. I think I've been wronged. This is awful. You counted the points incorrectly. I went back and listened, and I did count them correctly.
Right. Okay.
I had given you too much credit, actually. I did win 5-4, but there was this air of weirdness. There was a vibe coming.
Well, you can't just win once and then say, oh, that's it, I'm done. You have to give me a chance to come back.
Yes.
And, you know,
I
give
did
it
say
a
we would
fair
do it
trial.
Again. Okay, fine. Okay, but if I win again today, that I am the
done.
Intercontinental Champion.
Fine.
Thus, the steel cage match of trivia continues. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Trivia Mania 2. And we cannot have another Trivia Mania unless we bring in our esteemed host that we used for the last time.
That's right.
So we've gone up to the executive offices, and we've been able to use the services of the one and only Norman Worth. Norman, welcome back to the show.
I hate it when you kids squabble.
It's awful, right?
I know.
All right, so the whole relationship is in the balance. You need to set things straight and crown a real champion or tie this whole thing at 1-1. Then we don't know what the hell we're going to do at that point. But anyway.
Well, if it goes 2-0, which it could.
Then I am the king.
Then it's best out of 5.
No, yeah. I was on the record saying that if you won again,
yes,
you would be the champion.
Thank
and
you.
Then that would be it.
Thank you.
Yeah, for the
and
week.
I expect a belt or something. I expect some sort of a prize.
I have a Divas champion. You want the Divas championship belt? You could be the Diva champion,
and
Ed.
Take a picture of it, and we will tweet it out. Yes, I'm excited about this. All right,
can't wait
so
to see that on you.
I wear everything well. So we're going to do this the same as last time. Two categories, 5 questions each. We will each get a chance to respond question by question, and I will keep the points, and you can keep the points as well.
Okay, fine.
It's like your own little auditing service here. All right, so our first category will be
Grab the Wheel.
Grab the Wheel.
I'm excited.
W-H-E-E-L.
All right, here we
okay.
go. Question one.
Question number one. What type of pasta is usually shaped like a little wagon wheel? Is it A, cavalletti, B, fusilli, C, penne, or D, rotelle?
And I like how we're asking Christina Staffo this question.
D.
A.
Oh, I think she knows what she's talking about.
Thank
Rotel.
You.
Okay.
All right, so it's
you know,
1-0, Christina.
To me, Staffo, you know what I mean? Anyway.
Yeah, sure, it hasn't. Yeah, I can see where this is going.
All
anyway.
Right. Looks like the sister's up. One zip.
Question
okay,
two.
On question number two. On a standard color wheel, what color is opposite blue? Not the opposite of blue, but opposite blue.
Oh,
is
all right.
Is it A, orange, B, green, C, yellow, or D, red?
All right, I say C, which was yellow,
D.
I think.
You are both wrong.
Oh.
It's orange.
All right, so it's still right. Christina 1,
okay.
Ed nothing.
All right, here we go. Mathematics. How many wheels are on the trailer of an 18-wheeler truck?
How many wheels?
Yes. How many wheels are on the trailer of an 18-wheeler truck?
Is this a trick question?
Maybe. Yes,
on
and,
the trailer.
Yes and no. Here we go. A, 6, B, 8, C, 10, or D, 12?
Ready?
No.
I think I figured
wait,
this out. All right,
wait.
She's counting.
We're talking
wait.
The trailer.
The trailer.
So you have a
cat. Don't help her.
Oh, sorry.
Don't paint any visual pictures.
Okay, what was B?
B was 8.
Okay.
C was 10. D was 12.
B.
C, 10.
The answer is B, 8.
Yeah, on the
wait
trailer there's
the
4.
The other 10 are on the cab.
But they're coupled up. Oh, see,
the
aren't
cab,
they next
you see the
aren't
cab
they
cab has got
yes,
all the wheels
next to
on.
Each
I
other. Get another point.
This is ridiculous. This is 2-0 and I am sweating. All right. Here we go. This is question number what?
Number 4.
Oh,
which of these gymnastic moves or gymnastics moves
yeah.
is closest to a cartwheel? A, a kip, B, salto, C, aerial, or D, round off?
Oh, yeah.
D.
B.
D is correct.
Yes!
This is wrong. This
yes!
is just wrong. This is just so wrong.
It's not just wrong. It's not even close.
So this is just, this is,
good
this is
about this
wrong.
Right now.
This is
feeling
wrong.
Great.
And I'm starting to think there was some sort of a little collaboration
here. I'm feeling
here.
So good about this.
Oh, my goodness. This is just not
okay.
That's
I
not
expect
fair.
You, I expect you both to get this one correct.
Okay,
this
we'll see.
Now I'm scared.
Even you, Ed, should get this one correct.
Oh, even me. Okay.
There we go. Number five, the lyric, quote, big wheel a keepin' on turnin'. Sorry.
Wow.
End quote.
Come on, Dick Clark. What was that again?
Big wheel a keep on turnin'.
Uh-huh.
Appears in which hit single by Creedence Clearwater Revival?
Yeah.
Is it A, Bad Moon Rising? B, Up Around the Bend? C, Proud Mary? Or D, Green River?
Yeah. This is going to be a push. You're not going to get this.
You're not going to get this. Can you read the answers
again? Badgering in the middle of the
question. Wait a minute, because I thought this was going to be a different song altogether.
No, it's not.
The lyric, big wheel a keep on turning.
Sounds like a Tina Turner song to me.
Appears in which hit single by Creedence Clearwater Revival? A, Bad Moon Rising. B, Up Around the Bend. C, Proud Mary, or D, Green River.
All right, I'm taking a shot here.
Go ahead, take a shot. C, Proud Mary.
C, Proud Mary. You said Tina Turner.
Tina Turner also sang Proud Mary.
Oh, was that the name of the song?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Oh,
okay.
All right, so it is 3-1.
So it's 3-1. Are we ready for the second category?
Yes, we are moving into the second half.
Five of 10 total questions.
Trivia Mania 2.
Here we go. The category is Ain't It Sweet.
Huh.
So question number one, what is added to white granulated sugar to make brown sugar? Is it A, molasses, B, corn syrup, C, vanilla extract, or D, caramel?
I'm going to go with B.
A.
A is correct.
This is just
molasses.
This is molasses?
Yeah.
Really?
This is like an old-fashioned butt-kicking.
Oh, my goodness. These little House on the Prairie type questions are just not good.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's
four
get
to one.
Let's
wait, get a I have to get the I have to get the
you
next
do, to tie.
This is really
to win.
Feeling
you have
good.
To run the table.
This is ridiculous.
To win.
Let's hear it.
Four
next.
Questions to go. You're
come
down 4-1. Here
I can do
is
this.
A
I can do this.
Here's a manly question. In what classic film did Marilyn Monroe portray a character named Sugarcane Kowalczyk?
Okay.
Sugarcane Kowalczyk. Was it A, Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, B, The Seven-Year Itch, C, Some Like It Hot, or D, Bus Stop?
Uh-huh.
In which classic film did Marilyn Monroe portray a character named Sugarcane Kowalczyk?
Ready?
Yeah.
C.
A.
The answer is C, Some Like It Hot.
All right. It is 4-2. There is still a chance. There is still hope.
There is.
Okay.
Here we go.
Heartbeat
number
is there.
Number three out of there are three more questions to go. You're down.
I'm down 4-2.
Okay. Question number three. Robert Welch introduced Sugar Daddy and Sugar Babies to the candy world.
Mm-hmm.
In 1949, his brother launched what confection, which was made famous on TV's Seinfeld? Was it A, Andy's Mints, B, Tootsie Rolls, C, Dots, or D, Junior Mints?
D.
D, Junior Mints.
Yeah, that's pretty fantasy. That's pretty fantasy. So.
5-3. And how many questions left?
Two to go.
I have to get both of these.
You do. Oh. Question number 4 out of 5. Which Sugar song, Sugar in quotes, which Sugar song did not hit number 1 on the Billboard pop chart? Was it A, Sugar Shack, B, Sugar Don't Bite, C, Sugar Time, or D, Sugar Sugar?
Who knows?
Which one did not hit number 1?
Did not.
Right.
C.
B. B. B.
The answer is B, yes. Sugar Don't Bite.
Come on. That was a guess. You don't deserve to get that right.
This could be the comeback of
the ages. And the score.
5 for Christina. 4 for Ed with one question to go.
All right. Let's hear it.
My goodness, this is good.
All right, you ready?
I'm excited. I'm just pumped up. Go.
This is a question that I have a feeling that Christina may have the inside track.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, then this could potentially suck, but
I
okay.
I've been wrong many times. Here we go. Last question. A chance for Ed to tie.
Yes.
Which of these sugar substitutes is made from a sugar derivative known as sucralose? Is it A, Sugar Twin, B, Sweet and Low, C, Equal, or D, Splenda? This is kind of your chance to tie or her chance for
this
bragging rights for quite some
here.
Time.
B.
B.
The answer is D, Splenda.
Oh, so
therefore,
that I am
she wins.
The champion for this week.
She wins by the same score that I won the last time. Congratulations.
Oh, it feels good.
I'm humble.
I feel really good right now about this.
Sure you do.
I do.
You put me in my place. Yes, there will be a rubber match. You know what we should do?
I'll bring in the belt for the next time.
Please do.
And whoever wins gets to wear the Divas Championship belt.
So next week, hopefully you'll be around. We will then be able to crown the ultimate champion.
That's right.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I genuflect in awe of you.
I feel really good. Thank you very much. I gave 110%.
Much of America.
You guessed your rear end off, okay? How many times do we hear, I don't know, I'm taking a shot in the dark? All these freaking shots in the dark.
This has got sore loser written all over it.
No. I'm just recapping for the audience. I don't know
how America is going to sleep. Waiting for the rematch.
They won't. Stay tuned. Next week we'll have the ultimate rematch. It'll be Trivia Mania 3. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffo, champion of this week.
Yeah.
The winner.
Next week things will change. And I'm Ed Kalecki, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This flashy outfielder made 13 stops in a 25-year career, including four separate stints in Oakland. He's a 10-time All-Star who holds career records for stolen bases, runs scored, and leadoff home runs.
And Ricky goes, a pitch taken, he's going to have it. He does! Ricky Henderson, no contest, steals third base.
So where is Ricky Henderson now? The New York Mets hired Ricky as a coach in 2006 and helped Jose Reyes at the plate and on the base pass. The following year, the Mets promoted Ricky to first base coach. Ricky was elected to the Hall of Fame in 2009, receiving almost 95% of the vote.
I am now in the class of the greatest players of all time.
Ricky Henderson still stealing the spotlight. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. The owner's manual ain't good for much more than break-in, fluid checks, and a blank page or two for your remarks. One company offers manuals to show you how to break down almost any bike. You can download it in minutes. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Shade Tree Mechanics in need of a manual for a particular bike? Seek Clymer Motorcycle Advice, CLYMER. Their repair manuals are specifically written for us. Exploded figures and parts list to take the bike right down to the frame in step-by-step fashion. Clymer, CLYMER.com. Use the download option, save 20%. Please don't tear a bike down without a manual.